Later in the semi-darkness, he drowsed from, so to speak, his own fix. Connie snored on beside him, lying on her back with her arms at her sides outside the covers. He could see her dimly. They sleep like Count Dracula, he thought. Junkies do. Staring straight up until all of a sudden they sit up, like a machine cranked from position A to position B.
It must be day,
the junkie says, or anyhow the tape in his head says. Plays him his instructions, the mind of a junkie being like the music you hear on a clock radio. It sometimes sounds pretty, but it is only there to make you do something. The music from the clock radio is to wake you up. The music from the junkie is to get you to become a means for him to obtain more junk, in whatever way you can serve. He, a machine, will turn you into his machine. Every junkie, he thought, is a recording. Again he dozed, meditating about these bad things. And eventually the junkie, if it's a chick, has nothing to sell but her body. Like Connie, he thought. Connie right here. Opening his eyes, he turned toward the girl beside him and saw Donna Hawthorne. Instantly, he sat up. Donna, he thought. He could make out her face clearly, no doubt. Christ, he thought, and reached for the bedside light. His fingers touched it, the lamp tumbled and fell. The girl, however, slept on. He still stared at her, and then by degrees he saw Connie again, hatchet-faced, bleak-jawed, sunken, the gaunt face of the out-of-it junkie. Connie and not Donna. One girl, and not the other. He lay back and, miserable, slept somewhat again, wondering what it meant and so forth, and on into darkness. I don't care if he stunk, the girl beside him muttered later on dreamily in her sleep. I still loved him. He wondered who she meant. A boyfriend? Her father? A tomcat? A childhood precious stuffed toy? Maybe all of them, he thought. But the words were, I loved, not I still love. Evidently he, whatever or whoever he had been, was gone now. Maybe, Arctor reflected, they, whoever they were, had made her throw him out because he stank so bad. Probably so. He wondered how old she had been then, the remembering worn-out junkie girl who dozed beside him.